Good morning. This is Mort Nussbaum speaking for the Ridge Lumber Company with this morning's transcribed heartbeats in sports headlines. Did you hear where the other day in Chicago, almost 1,000 persons, most of them very important people from every walk of life, all gathered at a testimonial dinner to pay tribute to an ex-track star named Jesse Owens? Jesse Owens hasn't done any serious running for about 14 years now, but you can still scratch up a mob of people to pay honor to him as the greatest track athlete of the century. Maybe it's not so surprising, for after all, there never was a track man quite like Jesse Owens, and the glamour of his glory still clings to his name, and his fame will fade very slowly from the memory of men. Although it seems like only yesterday, it was actually 15 years ago when Jesse Owens, with his silken speed and graceful catapulting leaps, burst upon the sports world like a flaming meteor. It was a day in May. The place was Ann Arbor, Michigan. The occasion was a Big Ten track meet. At the time, Jesse Owens was just another student at Ohio State University with a yen for sport headlines. But up to that day, his name held no magic for the headlines. But before that day was over, the name of Jesse Owens was to leap across the sports world with dramatic impact, and the headlines became his diary. For on that one May day 15 years ago, all Jesse Owens did was to smash 5 world track records. On that blazing afternoon, he tied the world record for the 100-yard dash. He set new world records for the 220-yard dash, the 220-yard low hurdles, as well as new world marks for the 200-meter distance for both events. And on that same day, Jesse Owens also set a new world's record for the running broad jump in a 26-foot-8-and-a-fourth-inch leap to glory. It was the most incredible one-day and one-man performance in all track history. A year later, Jesse Owens found himself in a strange land far from home. He was in Berlin, Germany, for the 1936 Olympic Games. At the time, Germany crowed loud with its boasts of Nazi supremacy as the land was ruled by Adolf Hitler. And then at the height of his evil powers, the world's most hated and feared man. But strangely enough, Jesse Owens, with his magic feat, made a mockery of it all. For before a vast crowd of 120,000 people, which included diplomats and dignitaries from every nation of the world, Jesse Owens made those Olympic Games almost a one-man show. He ran away from the world's best in the 100 and 200-meter events. He also won the broad jump, and he anchored the United States relay team to a 400-meter victory. 4 times, Jesse Owens forced the wildly partisan Germans to raise the American flag high to the top of the victory pole and the band to play the Star-Spangled Banner. It was a bitter pill for Adolf Hitler to swallow, and when it came time for Hitler to congratulate and shake the hand of this victorious American runner, rather than do so, Hitler fled from the Olympic arena. A soft-spoken, humble American boy, purely by the power and magic of his track talents, had made a laughingstock of the most feared man in the world, and had forced him to run away. All that happened years ago when Jesse Owens was a track athlete. Now it's been some 14 years since he's done any serious running and jumping, but he is still being feted by a fickle sports world ever in search of new sports heroes. The other day, when they threw him a testimonial dinner, almost 1,000 people from every walk of life still found time to come around and pay tribute to Jesse Owens as the greatest track athlete of the century. For there's still magic to his name, and his glories of yesteryear still cling to the memory of men. And now a word on behalf of our sponsor, the Ridge Lumber Company.
Yes, sirree. I'm Lanky Planky, folks. And my advice is to make those home repairs now. The longer you wait, the more there'll be to do. Now's the time to see us, because we're here to help you. Come on out. Let's talk over your needs together. I'll be seeing you.
Lanky Planky's home in Rochester is the Ridge Lumber Company. Take Lanky's advice and be thrifty. Save money on your fuel bill by installing storm sash now. Buy them at Ridge Lumber Company, where value is tops and prices are lowest in town. Shop around town and check this. Finest wooden sash made of heavy, clear, dry white pine for as low as $2.99 each. Yes, I said as low as $2.99 each. Stop in at the Ridge Lumber first chance you get. Store hours are 7:30 a.m. till 5:30 p.m. except Sunday. Monday and Friday nights they're open till 9. Free delivery if you live within 15 miles of Rochester. This is WHAM in Rochester, New York.